Well, I usually say housework. And by that I mean cleaning, washing clothes, making beds. I mean both cleaning and straightening up. Mm-hmm.
And the thing that you sweep with would be
a broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you said the broom was...
I don't know.
Well, if the...
I mean...
If the broom's in the corner, the door's open so that the door's sort of hiding the broom,
mm-hmm.
you'd say the broom was where?
Yeah, I'd say it's in the corner.
Or in relation to the door, it's...
I'd say it's behind the door, I suppose.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the...
The wash.
And on Tuesday, they'd do the... Once the clothes have been washed and dried, they'd do the...
I guess they ironed them. Right. I don't know.
What would you call washing and ironing together now?
Well, I call it washing and ironing.
Mm-hmm. Any other term?
That's what I call it. I don't know if there is one.
What about a place in town where you can send your clothes?
Well, laundry.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word laundry to mean washing and ironing? Did you ever say
I really don't say it personally in mm-hmm. around my house. I just say washing and ironing.
And a long time ago, they used to have a big black thing out in the yard for heating water. They called
mm-hmm.
that
a pot or kettle, but probably just a pot.
Okay.
A wash pot, maybe.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
To please close it.
Or another word you could use.
We all could say, shut the door. Would you close the door, please? Would you shut the door? I use both. I don't know if I can use, you know, one more than the other. It's all down.
And, you know, in some houses they have boards on the outside that lap over each other like this. You call that?
Shutters.
What does the shutters look like?
Well, it's, you know, made of wood and, usually... The style now, they are on each side of the window
mm-hmm.
for trim.
What about if instead of having bricks or something in the house, so you have just these long boards, the house is made of these boards that go over each other like this?
What do you call them, planks or?
Do you ever hear of siding or weatherboard or clapboard?
Is that, I guess, would it be... Yeah, but I just never thought about it. What would you call it? Is that siding? Is that what you call siding? The long pieces?
Uh-huh. That's the term you hear around here?
No, I don't know. I was asking you. I've never given it any thought whatsoever.
Some of these questions, but,
I mean, you know, there's things you just take
yeah.
for granted. At least I do. I don't think about it in any way whatsoever.
Well, some of these questions I
just doesn't register.
Ask might be a little... Well, it might not be exactly designed for someone your age. You grew up around the city, you know, much. But, you know, just go ahead and tell me if you've never heard of the term or, you know,
okay.
if that's something you wouldn't have a word for.
Okay.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd say you took a nail and to hit the nail with. You'd have
God needs a hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I wet the nail in.
I guess I'd say I'd say I hit the nail
or
with
I
the hammer.
Wet the nail into the wall.